Act One of Tartuffe. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Tartuffe or the Hypocrite by Jean-Baptiste Poquelin Molière. Translated by Curtis Hidden Page. Characters.
Madame Panel, read by April Gonzalez.
Orgon, read by Adam.
Elmire, read by Valerie Tan.
Damus, read by Uday Sagar.
Marianne, read by Elizabeth Klett.
Cliente, recording by Siddharth.
Tartuffe, read by Todd.
Doreen, read by Amanda Friday.
Mr. Loyal, read by David Lawrence.
The Police Officer, read by Grace Garrett.
Stage directions read by Laurie Ann Walden. The scene is at Paris. Scene 1. Madame Pernell and Flipot, her servant, Elmire, Marianne, Cléant, Damis, Doreen.
Come, come, Flipotte, and let me get away.
You hurry so, I hardly can attend you.
Then don't, my daughter-in-law. Stay where you are. I can dispense with your polite attentions.
We're only paying what is due you, mother. Why must you go away in such a hurry?
Because I can't enjoy your carryings-on. And no one takes the slightest pains to please me. I'll leave your house, I tell you, quite disgusted. You do the opposite of my instructions. You have no respect for anything, each one. Myself, you say, it's perfect pandemonium. If your servant wench, my girl, and much too full for gab, and too impertinent, and free with your advice in all occasions.
But
you're a fool, my boy. F-O-O-L. Just spells your name, let grandma tell you that. I've said 100 times to my poor son, your father, that you'd never come to good. We'll give anything but pagan torment.
I think...
Oh, dearie me, his little sister. Your old demureness. Better wouldn't melt in your mouth. One more thing to look at you. Still waters, though, they say. You know the proverb, and I don't like your doings on the sly.
But, mother...
Daughter, by your leave, your conduct in everything is altogether wrong. You ought to set a good example for him. The dear departed mother did much better. You are extravagant, and it offends me. Is he always deck out like a princess, a woman who would please her husband's eyes? Alone, wants no such wealth of fineries.
But, madam, after all...
Sir, ask for you. The lady's brother, I esteem you highly. Love and respect you. But, sir, all the same, if I were in my son's, her husband's place, I'd urgently entreat you not to come within our doors. A preacher way of living that decent people cannot tolerate. I'm rather frank with you, but that's my way. I don't mince matters, when I mean a thing.
Mr. Tartuffe, your friend, is mighty lucky.
He is a holy man, and must be heeded. I can't endure with any show of patience to have a scut of brains like you attack him.
What? Shall I let a bigot criticaster come and usurp a tyrant's power here? And shall we never dare amuse ourselves till this fine gentleman designs to consent?
If we must hark to him and heed his maxims, there's not a thing we do but what's a crime. He censures everything, this zealous carper.
And all he censures is well censured, too. He wants to guide all the way to heaven. My son should train you all to love him well.
No, madam, look you. Nothing, not my father, nor anything, can make me tolerate him. I should believe my feelings not to say so. His actions rouse my wrath at every turn, and I foresee that there must come of it an open rupture with this sneaking scoundrel.
Besides, 'tis downright scandalous to see this unknown upstart master of the house, this vagabond, who hadn't, when he came, shoes to his feet or clothing worth 6 farthings, and who so far forgets his place as now to censure everything and rule the roost.
Hey, mercy sakes alive! Things would go better if all were governed by his pious orders.
He passes for a saint, in your opinion. In fact, he's nothing but a hypocrite.
Just listen to her tongue.
I wouldn't trust him, nor yet his Lawrence, without bonds and surety.
I don't know what a servant's character may be, but I can guarantee the master a holy man. You hate him and reject him because he tells home fruits to all of you. Just sin alone that moves his heart to anger, and heaven's interest is his only motive.
Of course. But why, especially of late, can he let nobody come near the house? Is heaven offended at a civil call that he should make so great a fuss about it? I'll tell you, if you like, just what...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?